You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
If it's on your mind, it's on ours. Partner with a wealth banker who connects goals to actions. Partner with NetBank Private Wealth.
$3,850 a fine ounce is where the gold price was trading at some point throughout today. If you had asked me a couple of years ago when we were at $1,650 whether we'd see this price in such a short amount of time, I probably would have said no. But nevertheless, we are here and it means a lot for the markets, especially as we look at the risk sentiment that sits in the market at the moment. We're going to be taking a look at this with the Senior Business Development Consultant at Nedbank Private Wealth, Lunga Nkonki. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of it. Lunga, lovely to have you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. It seems as though for the longest time we had forgotten the power of gold. For the longest time we had just let the sleeping dog lie, so to speak, and finally we're starting to see what the potential is in this market. What do you make of this recent rally?
Fantastic. Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks for the opportunity to share with yourself and your listeners. It's incredible, I must be honest. You speak of it being a sleeping dog over the last few years. I think for myself and for us as investment managers, we haven't spoken, you know, more about any other asset in the last 3 years than gold, which has been rather unusual when you think of the environment we're operating in, because people normally think of gold when markets are a bit depressed, inflation numbers are high, interest rates are low. But we're seeing an environment where, you know, even the most balanced of funds are giving inflation plus 6, sometimes 8%. You know, the yield on the U.S. Treasury, the 10-year, you know, I mean, interest rates in the U.S. are currently 4%, and markets have been quite rewarding to investors. But, you know, the investor psyche of chasing the recent bull, and it's been incredible to think of what gold has done over the last year. Just to throw a number at you, I think year-to-date it's done 46%, and the one-year number is quite similar as well around that level. And, you know, when you think about a year ago, when we were trading around 2,400, I would also never have guessed we'd be at $3,850 today. And there's talk of us breaching $4,000 by the end of the year. So it's one to watch and it's one to look at with a different lens. As I said, the operating environment has shifted significantly. Geopolitics are playing a huge part. You know, there's threats to the independence of something like the Fed, for example. So all this nervousness just creates creates doubt within investors and then brings gold back into the conversation for a hedge against all the risk.
Lunga, where does it stop? Because if I remember correctly, in the pandemic, we didn't breach $2,000 a fine ounce and stay above it. I think August of 2020, we stuck up just around $2,075 a fine ounce there, but we couldn't sustain the 2,000 mark. It almost became a psychological ceiling. And then we always said, if we break above 2,000, that's going to be it. And then gold is going to retrace. And if I'm looking at a chart, if I'm honest, ever since we broke above the $2,000 level, there's been no retracement. So at what point does this continue to run hot? Because now we're talking about things like $5,000 a fine ounce.
Correct. It's quite interesting. And then your reference point of COVID being a very topical one. What we've seen also post-COVID is things like, you know, Russia invading Ukraine, for example. And we've seen, you know, the gold conversation pop up, set up there again, because when sanctions are imposed on a country for things like that, then they start buying other things for their reserves, like gold, for example. And what we've seen in the last 3 years is lots of sort of the BRICS nation reserves being poured into an asset like gold over the last 3 years. So that's been a big driver of price as well. And then we've also seen all the geopolitical risks, things like wars, pandemics. We're having more conversation with our clients about geopolitics than we do anything else. And people like the independence of something like a gold with the environment that we're operating in currently. You know, there's talks of, you know, Taiwan potentially being invaded by China. All these things just create negative sentiment in the market. So to answer your question, where does it stop? Who knows? Because if all these things remain at play, it will still remain the asset class that people will flock to. And this is not just individual investors. It's not just large institutional asset managers. It's the Federal Reserves as well, especially in those BRICS nations that I spoke to earlier. So it's one to watch very closely, but it's something that investors need to keep at the back of their minds, that this is to be thought of no longer in a traditional sense as a safe haven asset. It can be looked at in the same sense as any other growth stock in this environment, because to your question, you know, where does it stop? We've seen the investor returns that are coming from these large gold mining companies on the back of that gold price. So I think as the environment remains a bit uncertain, we will see a continuation of the surge in price over time. So it's one to watch very closely, Jimmy.
I think a part of that uncertainty we can all thank President Donald J. Trump for, because his conversations and his stance on the dollar have really contributed towards the movement of the gold price. Lunga, before I let you go, those that have missed the run, those that have missed the 11.5% that we've done this month alone on the gold price, that are wondering, is it too late to get in? Perhaps we can sort of nibble a little bit at the market, getting some form of exposure, even if it's a little bit of exposure. Is it still the play at the moment for people to just get, even if it's a little bit of exposure into the market while it's running?
I think in an overall investment strategy, looking at asset allocation, you don't want to be naked gold completely. Even at these high levels, I mean, we were speaking to clients at 3,100, 3,200 about it being toppish. And, you know, it's just continued to climb as it has done, like you say, just this month alone, 11.5% growth. So I don't think clients necessarily should be naked the exposure, but it's one that should be very moderately weighted. Because any precious metal, you can think of silver and platinum being the same as well. Those peaks and troughs that that are experienced can be quite aggressive. And these things don't move in the same manner that a stock like a bank share would move, for example. You can't forecast its returns. So it can be a bit unpredictable, a bit risky. So you do want to be moderately weighted towards it, but you don't want to be nakedly exposed even at this topish level. So I think it could be prudent to take up some exposure into it. And there's many ways in which investors can do that. There's the traditional gold miners. You know, we know the big names in the top 40. Interestingly enough, some of these gold miners constituted, I think, only 11% in the top 40 last year. Now that number is closer to 18%. And that's due to the surge in price that we've seen, and they've benefited from that. You know, the market caps of these companies have grown significantly. So even at these levels, I would have some gold exposure in my portfolio, but you do need to be cognizant of your weighting and rather be on the side of moderate as opposed to too aggressively into the underlying.
Err on the side of caution when we are in uncharted territory. Doesn't mean you shouldn't get involved. It just means you should have a conversation with your financial advisor and think about it very carefully. We'll leave this conversation on that note, though. Thanks so much to Lunga for those insights and for the time. Lunga Nkonki, Senior Business Development Consultant at Nedbank Private Wealth, joining us to take a look at the gold price and what we make of it at these levels.
If it's on your mind, it's on ours. Partner with a wealth banker who connects goals to actions. Partner with Nedbank Private Wealth.
I really had no concept of risk back then. I took on every investment and stock trading opportunity that came my way. And now
I can afford that second home in the UK and finally start giving back. If it's on your mind, it's on ours. Partner with a wealth banker that connects goals to actions. See money differently. Nedbank Private Wealth. We're a licensed FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.